Blog Talk Radio. Some parents ain't trying to teach their kids shit. ain't trying to go to church. I drug my little niggas to church. Up, down, kneel down, stand up, kneel down, stand up. Repeat this, go, da, da, da. Shit. Ashes. Nigga, I got to teach you something. Now, you can reject the shit all you want. But I got, as your parent, I got to teach you something. And that's why I respect and I honor my parents to this day, because they say, niggas, we got to teach you something. And you niggas. So I'm going to teach you about our God, that Jesus, the white Jesus. I still got my mama's white Jesus. I'm going to keep it till I die, and then somebody can just go and throw it away. Okay, my dad was Catholic. My mom was Baptist. And my mom waited till I don't know how long after one of her sons was ordained a Catholic priest. She's like, oh, let me get in the game. My son's a Catholic priest. That's why can't nobody tell me shit about what a mama do, what a daddy do, what parents do, because my damn parents were the damn mold that they broke. Okay, what a mama do, what a daddy do, what sacrifice do, what they teach their black children. How they, you know, beating your ass. Oh, it's beating you come from our slavery days. No, beating you come from I don't want to hurt. And so I will not do this thing because if I do it, my mom will make me hurt. That's shit. Oh, nigga, oh, I ain't gonna spank my bitch. Yeah, well, guess what? They're gonna leave your ass for dead. They're gonna spank you, and guess what? The cops gonna spank them. Either you can learn how to discipline them because Lord knows the world will. So I don't believe in all that shit. We did something. We got scared after they start killing up black leaders. I'm convinced because I was a little girl, so I don't even know. We got scared. Jesse Jackson ass got scared. Everybody got, oh, I'm not getting shot. Barack Obama was scared. Because, again, everybody's all excited about Barack Obama. You know, and I was excited about Barack Obama. But think about it. Barack Obama did not do a goddamn thing for African Americans in this country. Think about your life, black person, and we ain't even into psychology yet, and prejudice, and the power, and why, and who, and shit. Think about Barack Obama. Are you better off in any way that nigga was president? Oh, you might have some criminals in your family, okay? That guy, early release. But you know what? You shouldn't have no criminals in your family. My mama, her biggest pride was that she raised 6 sons and not one of them was arrested or went to jail. That was my mother's biggest pride of her life. Well, nor were they killed or shot by the cops. When niggas was out rioting, okay, in South Central, whenever, my brothers wasn't out. My brothers wasn't out there. You better believe. The Johnson clan was at home. And they, mama and daddy said, nigga, go out there and you better not ever come back. Because my parents broke the mold on raising a black child with intelligence, knowing the game, and having skills. My parents broke that fucking mold. And I every time I look into the stars, I'm like, God, you could have drop me off on anybody. Somehow, you made Mr. and Mrs. Johnson pull it out one more time. Last of 11. Everybody, oh, daddy's 52. Why ain't got Down syndrome? Or mama 42. Why ain't got and cigarettes and bourbon? Why I don't have Down syndrome or some old shit? Because I'm a star seed. God knows what he's doing. Mom and daddy was the vehicle that brought your nigga to earth. So, mom and daddy always get my props. Okay? Mom and daddy always get my props. Because I know, I see chicks my age living off their old half-dead grandmas or whatever. Okay? Off their social. Because they didn't do shit in their life. Oh, I'm grandma's payee or some shit, or auntie somebody disabled. I see it in my own family. you didn't do shit in your life, so you got to fly and ride off the disabled family member and call yourself a caretaker. Shit, I say my oldest sister did it until she caretook my mama to her death. There we go. Don't start. Because when you're the youngest of 11 and you raised to respect your elders, even if they're your siblings, you just let a lot of shit go by and you don't say shit. But then one day you get grown and you see these motherfuckers and they old now and they ain't really shit. And they ain't half of them chasing white women. And if you know my mama, you know if my mama was alive, shit. Yeah, anyway, so unfortunately my Johnson family lost, and it did. I mean, it's only alive in me and one disabled sister, but her, everything is lost because of her disability. But my Johnson, what it meant to be a Johnson born from Mr. and Mrs. Johnson, those proud black people, it's lost. It's lost. Because everybody's trying to be white in my family. Except for the Rastafarian dreadlock wearing ass. Stacy, you know, I'm just a nigga. Because I raised sons, and I had to be real in the streets, you know. I had to keep my son from getting shot, you know. Shit. You know what? I had the opportunity to be white when I worked at Motorola. And there was this nigga that was being white. And he schooled me on how to work for corporate America if you black. He schooled my ass real quick. And I was like, what? Wait a minute. I didn't go to school to get an education and I had a baby and all that and still graduated from college to come here and be somebody's old slave nigga. I didn't do that. That's not what my parents said, busting this shit out and all these student loans and shit for which I still owe at 55 years old. They didn't tell me that's what I had to do this shit. So guess what, old Uncle Tom ass nigga? I'm going to work for you and Motorola for 2 years, and I'm going to learn this shit well enough to do it on my own. And I did for 10 fucking years. So I was never meant to be nobody's slave. And when adversity hit my ass, part of my genes is being resourceful and taking what the fuck I have and making it better. And that's what I'm a black woman in construction. I don't know one other one. Unless her husband's pimping her, you know. But I'm the bitch. And I'm the bitch that know everything. Don't no man that call me SF Johnson Consulting and Construction Services. No man, white or black or Hispanic, call me and know more than I do. They call me with questions they can't fucking answer. So, let's do this shit. Tomorrow, we just going to party. I'm going to have some clips, some music, because music's a part of my life, and it's Friday. So we're going to have the week in review, and we're going to kiss the ground and thank God Donald Trump ain't had us all killed. Okay? So, prejudice, that's what we're talking about today. And I thank everybody for listening, because when I wasn't doing anything, I got like 9,500 listens. Since I started on Sunday, it's just, I got 10,058 listens. So, and then my homegirl on Facebook, she say, and we just chit-chatted because I gave her a little compliment. You know me, I always like complimenting the ladies because ladies is wonderful. She said, I like your post because you're so real. So I'm like, yeah, fuck that. Real is where it's at. Because that's how I started my business. I'm like, shit, if one person can use this shit over here in Texas, I bet one person in all 50 states can use this shit. So if one person thinks I'm real, and can tell me personally, then all y'all niggas know I'm real. See, in realness, that's how you know that your spiritual leader is real or not real or whatever the concept that they're giving you, because something about that shit will hit your soul. It'll hit your soul. And, you know, when something hits your soul, that's real. And so I'm just going to just keep being real because I was born to be real. Baby, I was born to be real. He didn't do that song, but same thing, same concept. Born to run, baby. Born to run, born to be real. So Stacy gonna take a break. Think I gotta take a potty break. Speaking of potties, I had to give away and I had to assure the people. My grandson, all he did was he peed on it as soon as he got on it. Grandma bleached it out and then he just stood on it to climb on other shit. Okay? So I gave away. I'm giving away all shit. Because obviously some eras are over. And maybe I'll be invited to the junior high graduation. I don't know. But let's take a break. Let's listen to some nice shit. No, let's listen to Checky, because Checky's my new nigga. So let's listen to Checky. I'll be back and we'll talk about prejudice, the nature of it, the sources of it, the motivational sources of it, the cognitive sources of it, what are the consequences? Because, you know, psychology is beautiful. Psychology is beautiful because it helps us to understand the nigga over there. And it brings you to a better understanding as to, I'm not going to shoot you, nigga, because your brain ain't working right. That's psychology. I'm not going to shoot you, nigga. Because your brain ain't working right. Shit. So let's take a break. Mommy got a potty. Be right back.
Müdigkeit ist eine gute Voraussetzung für gezieltes Spielen.
Ja.
Die Straße nur zur Stadt. Zum Raven auf der deine Kolle sagt. Heavy Bullet, Stone Fungi, Stone Fungi, wo bist du? Heavy Bullet, was tut der?
Sei so!
Stone Fungi, wo bist du? Heavy Bullet, was tut der?
Sei so!
Nigga, Stacy, and this is Just Ask a Nigga, and I call this Just Ask a Nigga because I try to be real about the shit that's going on, and a nigga will be real with you. It's all these old fake African Americans that got to keep it all correct so they can keep their jobs. Well, guess what? Yeah, I could go bankrupt if I choose not to do shit all week, or I can make a gazillion dollars if I get up on my game. So, you know, and with the grace of God, I've been floating. And I had to tell God, thank you so much, because there must be something higher for me, because you keep floating my ass. It's all good. Thank you for joining me. Anytime you want to call, please do, because I could take any phone call from anybody at any time. I arise. My ascending sign is Taurus, baby. Don't nobody mess with no bull. And you can call in at any time at 563-999-3011. All right, prejudice. All right. This is about a week-long topic. So I name stuff as if I was going to talk about shit the same time, 30 minutes. This week, I'm going to be on every day, baby, except for Saturday, because I need to take my holy day and refresh. And today, tomorrow, you got your eclipse, okay? Tomorrow should be a good day. I think that's why I'm having a crazy week, because I know it's finna bust loose for me on the 10th. That's an eclipse day, and it's also the day I gave birth to my oldest child, Jessica Felicia Johnson, Tomlin, I didn't name her Johnson, Tomlin, who I'm not talking to, but, you know, you love your kids, I mean, I love my kids too much, and I don't blame my kids, I blame me. You know, I was them helicopter moms, you didn't think a bitch from South Central could be a helicopter mom, but almost absolutely, you need to let them little niggas go at 18. Pop out a baby, nigga, you're on your own. My biggest mistake is not letting my kids be grown when they were supposed to be grown. And so I kept helicoptering them until they broke my heart. So don't let your kids break your heart, because, you know, don't let it happen. Drop their ass, all right? Make them learn, just like your parents made you learn. So prejudice, let's go. I love my kids. You know, I'm a mom. That's what, you know, I'm a star child. I'm a mom. You know, I'm a protector. I'm a provider. I love you. I'm going to deny myself to take care of you. So, 2020, that's the end of all that shit. So, what is prejudice? You know, in a lot of ways, and we're going to talk about this today. Not tomorrow, because tomorrow's going to be a party night. I'm going to play different music. Musical family, different shit going around. I got invited to New Orleans for March, so I'm finna do that, trying to figure out if I want to drive, and, you know, or fly, probably fly, because the nigga too tired. But prejudice. Okay, so these terms always get interchanged and overlapped. Prejudice, stereotyping, discrimination, racism, sexism, they often overlap. But just like the white people taught me, I'm going to teach you. Okay, so we're going to figure out the definitions of each with the time we have tonight. And then we're going to continue on because let me explain something to you white people, black people that want to call a nigga with absolutely zero power a racist. All right? So racist is, by definition, pretty much is a person that has the capability of promoting and enforcing the power associated with their race. Okay? So think about that shit that way, first of all. All right? So a black person cannot be a racist. What I am, and I'm somebody, you know, hey, it is what it is, because I love my black people. Okay, what you can be is you can be prejudiced, but a black person cannot be racist because racism comes from a understanding and a position in which you are able to exert your power over those races inferior to you. Okay, so what can me as a nigga? Kamala couldn't even stay in the goddamn shit. Corey couldn't even stay on the TV with the white people. So, racism is associated with the power. Think about that. So don't you let somebody white call you a racist. Yeah, you got prejudice, okay? All right, you got prejudice, and prejudice by definition, and let's do it. It's a preconceived negative judgment of a group and its individual members. Okay? So that's what prejudice is. But racism is, by definition, an individual's prejudicial attitudes and discriminatory behavior towards people of a given race or to institutional practices, even if not motivated by prejudice, that subordinate people of a given race. So don't you ever accept from a fucking white person, black person, native, black, native, whatever you want to call yourself. Don't you ever fucking accept the definition that you are a racist because you have no power to exert institutional shit over nobody. And chances are you can't do it in your motherfucking house. So this is yo, nigga. We're going to celebrate Friday together because we made it through motherfucking Trump. This is just ask yo, nigga. And have a good Thursday night. I'm on half a teeny. We're going to finish that teeny with some Rastafarian music. Man, we're going to see you tomorrow, man, on Friday. Peace and love to you, man. Thank you. Hey, Daddy. Hey, Daddy. I love you and thank you for being so wise that you found Mommy.